Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and we're just conducting an opinion survey. And would like to ask you just a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. How many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten to 12th grade in the current school year? Do you have anybody?
Two.
Two? On the school system of Boston, correct?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving forward, sir, which of the following best describes the schools that your children attend this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston? A charter school? A public school?
District public school.
Thank you. And, sir, and just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
43.
Thank you, sir, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. How would you describe your gender, man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Man.
And how would you describe your race, a white Caucasian, African-American or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
White.
Thank you. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
Kindergarten and third grade.
And third grade. Thank you, sir. Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is the district overseeing the system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Now, overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? What's your opinion?
Very satisfied.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your kindergarten child's schools was graded on the same way. Overall, how would you grade your kindergarten child's schools? A, B, C, D, F?
Oh, for kindergarten, I would say A.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your patience on the line, sir. How about the Boston Public Schools as a whole, overall? How would you grade the Boston Public Schools? What letter would you give them?
That's hard for me to say. Can I skip that one? Because I don't.
Of course.
I can only comment on.
No, okay. Yes. And now thinking about the Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, F?
B.
B. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the life of all children through exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Okay. If you have to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up the top two, parents, the teachers, the students, the superintendent, the BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community? Who do you think
the I guess look probably, I guess probably kids and was teachers one of the options there?
Yeah, teachers, students, parents, superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community.
I would say it's teachers and students.
Okay, thank you. And now moving on, you mentioned that you have a child in kindergarten. For the next session, we're going to ask specifically about your kindergarten child. How engaged do you want to be with your kindergarten child's education? Very engaged? Somewhat engaged? Not too or not at all engaged?
Very.
Very engaged. And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your kindergarten child's education? Very engaged? Somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all?
Very.
Very engaged. Now, as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Send questions, send options. Agree strongly, somewhat, disagree?
I don't know. I'll skip that one.
Okay. How about the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the Boston Public School System makes it easier for me to share my concerns. How do you agree or disagree with that?
Easy. I disagree with that. I don't think it's
strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, now moving on. How concerned are you about your kindergarten child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Their well-being when they're at school?
Their emotional well-being, yes.
At school?
Yes, sir. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay. And how concerned are you about your kindergarten child's physical safety while they're at school? Very, somewhat concerned, not too, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Now, how much have you heard or read about a potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? A great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
Not very much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past. Now, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to the modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green Deal for BPS? A great deal? Fair amount? Not too much or nothing at all?
Not too much.
Thank you, sir. Now, as you may know, the Green New Deal for the BPS will include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for the BPS? Closing some schools. Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I have to skip that because I don't know.
Okay. How about renovating some schools? Will you support that or oppose that element?
Yes. Strongly support.
Strong support. How about modernizing some schools? Same question.
Strongly support.
Okay. And merging some schools? Same question.
Skip it.
Okay. Let's move on. How would you rate the condition of your kindergarten child schools? A great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
I would say okay.
Okay condition. And to the best of your knowledge, would your kindergarten child school be affected by the plans to close, merge, or modernize and renovate schools? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. And how familiar are you with the history of school integration in Boston during the 1970s? Very familiar, somewhat? Not too familiar, not at all?
Very.
Very familiar. Thank you, sir. As you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including Boston students to schools and other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Did they experience?
Yeah, do you experience this period in 1974? You know, you, your parents or your grandparents?
Yeah, yes.
Which one? You or your parents or your grandparents?
Parents. Parents.
Your parents. Thank you, sir. And I do appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And have you observed any outgoing efforts within the Boston Public School System to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
I say yes.
Okay. And, sir, thinking about ways the Boston Public School could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more do less, or are they doing the right amount? What's your opinion?
Do more.
They need to do more. Then, sir, do you feel that your kindergarten, child school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes, it does, or no, it does not?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your kindergarten child school changed over the past years? There are more now than before. There are fewer now. There has been no change.
I have to skip it. I don't know that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And the last few words, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Does your kindred child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes or no?
No.
And does your kindergarten child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
And what language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I was born in Boston, and then I was gone for a long time, and then I came back.
So how should I record your answer? That you have lived there, or, you know, because if you didn't move away from a long period of time, I mean, and your parents, and your roots are from Boston, can I record that you lived there your whole life?
Yeah, that's it. That's fine.
You know. Because what's the last year of school until you have completed high school, some college, 2 years or more, college graduate, postgraduate, master, MBA, PhD?
PhD.
Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind for you to take the time to help me. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. $25,000, 25 and less than 35, 35 less than 50. 50 less than 75, 75 less than 100, 100 less than 150,000, or 150,000 and more?
150,000 and more.
Okay, thank you, sir. This concludes the survey. Thank you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.